Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. The Lord is relentless in his love for us and in his mercy. He tells us in Hosea chapter 14, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. You have collapsed through your guilt. Take with you words and return to the Lord." Friends, we are asked to bring our words to God, to turn around from whatever we are doing in this very moment and say, "Father Almighty, I love you." To pray an Our Father slowly in a meditative state, knowing that the Lord bends down his ear every time that we pray the Our Father. It's very easy to just mumble the words, get through them, and just say, "I did my Our Father." But how is it if we can position our heart in such a way that we are truly before him, knowing he's bending down his ear, the way that a father or a mother bends down to a little child when a child is speaking with arms up to the father? If we want things that are good for our children, friends, know that our Heavenly Father does and knows that so much more than we could ever imagine. In this reading of Hosea, God is asking Israel to return to him because Israel would get caught up as a political entity in the fights of the world and turn their eyes away from God, very much like we're doing politically ourselves in the world. Look at every country, and there's very few that are willingly and openly following God and his ways. God is then using this reading to ask us to turn our hearts to him, even at the level of our citizenship in the world, that we must follow God's ways, God's statutes, and that when we don't, this is a time for voting, and when we don't vote, knowing that God has a way to speak to us in our actions, including that, and we move away from his presence, then the world can become pretty chaotic. The church gives us today Psalm 81 to meditate. "I am the Lord your God, hear my voice." And to hear the voice of God is a theme for this week and these days. We're hearing the theme of turning our hearts and hearing his voice. "Unseen, I answered you in thunder. I tested you. Hear my people, I will admonish you. There shall be no strange God amongst you, nor shall you worship any alien God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you forth from the land of Egypt." Friends, the Lord is with us in times of trouble. Sometimes there's trouble in our world that we do not understand. And also there is the cycle of life. We just visited my husband's uncle to say goodbye in his 90s, and he passed away yesterday. And to see the fragility of life, to see that moment when all the children gathered around him to say goodbye, puts us once again in the presence of God to say, "What am I doing with my time? How am I using it?" And the Lord says, "If you would hear me and walk in my ways, I would feed you the best of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would fill them." That the Lord, if we start on the mission that he wants us to accomplish, the Lord will provide everything that is needed. But for that, it has to be his mission, not our mission. The Lord says, because of me, you bear fruit. And if you understand the ways, if you straighten the path, if you walk in this path, you will bear more fruit because I will be with you, blessing every step. We are meditating today on Mark chapter 12, where one of the scribes comes to Jesus and says, which is the first of the commandments? And Jesus goes back to Deuteronomy and says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And the scribe says, well said, teacher, you are right. And repeats the same words. Jesus saw, he answered and said, you are not far from the kingdom. And friends, the scripture tells us no one dared to ask him any more questions. There are two important things today for me in this. First is the love of Jesus for the scripture, especially Deuteronomy. This is a meditation that our Father Chuck gave for Mass one day, where he explained that Jesus uses Deuteronomy in the temptations of the desert. So this is a book that is dear to the Lord. And today when he's asked by the scribe, what is the greatest commandment? He goes again back to Deuteronomy and says the words of the Shema, Deuteronomy 6. Friends, we must inscribe these words in our heart. We must inscribe the hear, O Israel, that we must love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, and that we must teach this to our children. How many children have you found today in our midst, friends, that have faithful Christian parents? But in the busyness of the world, sometimes we forget to inspire and instruct and to live this in a way that our children know it is their privilege to serve the Lord. Jesus today says then, besides the love of these words of Deuteronomy, in this exchange we find that no one dares to ask him any more questions. And another priest in our parish, Father Joseph, gave a meditation also on these words that no one dared to ask. What is it that gave Jesus that space where he spoke with love the words of God? And there was something in the hearts of the people listening that they stopped asking questions. If we are hearing that God is saying in every one of the readings, hear my voice, listen to my voice, come and talk to me, right? There is a dichotomy here in the presence of the people that have heard the words of God spoken by God himself. And in the presence of this, they do not dare to ask any more questions. There is a part of this that can tell us Jesus spoke with such authority that he gave an answer that was final. And yet there's perhaps something else here, that the questions that were being asked were to tempt Jesus. They were to actually push people away from the word of God because they're hearing God and they're trying to tempt him. They're trying to trap him. And in the presence of the word of God, they are shut down. They do not know how to entrap the Lord, because the words that Jesus has spoken are God's presence in their midst. So friends, let us be people who hear the voice of God, who share with those around, especially our family members, the greatness of God. And I will tell you for encouragement, friend, that this has been a prayer of my heart, because there's a lot of people around me, dear people in my close circle of friends and in my own family, in my extended family, that do not listen to the word of God daily, that they have moved away from God. And in the last 2 weeks, there have been two people in this circle of friends and family that have turned to God. One was not Catholic. He was moved somehow to attend a Catholic Mass and was moved to the point that he wanted to have confession. So friends, this individual received in some way from an open heart to hear God. This invitation that is open to every single person to come and worship and adore in the Eucharist. And another one, in this time of Eucharistic revival, we're in year two of the Eucharistic revival that started last year. Friends, this person came to listen to one of the Eucharistic revival sessions. The Lord is at work, so let us go to the throne. Father Almighty, thank you that you hear us. Let us hear you. Open our ears as Jesus opens the ears of the deaf and allow us to worship you in awe, listening to your word, stopping all the words that we say just out of our own idolatry of ourselves, where we are at the center instead of you. It's all about us. Forgive us, Father. Thank you that you bend your ear to us. Thank you that in Jesus' heart there's plenty of compassion for us. We turn our hearts today and ask that you will help us here, Father. And we ask with thanksgiving for those two people that have come to you in the love of the Eucharist, that you have moved their hearts, that you will complete the work you have started in them, Father, that they will worship and adore you even better than any of us can, that they will be an example, and that we will be in awe of your glorious intercession, Father. We ask for those very special people in our life that need to come to you, Father. We've been praying for them, and you know who they are. And we ask, Father, with thanksgiving, because we see you in action, that you will touch their hearts and turn them to you in this season, and that it will be for your glory. We pray these in all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.